You know, some good things came out of the weekend, but then also some things that we've been struggling with, turnovers. Metla Kotlin is very fast, and so if you turn the ball over, they're going to score in transition quickly, and I think that really was a difference in both ball games.
So they're the best in the state, so they're fast.
Not only are they fast, but they're big and very athletic, and so you have to play well against them. They're not going to beat themselves. You have to play 32 minutes of good, solid basketball, and both nights I thought we played, you know, approximately half the game pretty well, and then the other times we got ourselves in trouble and threw the ball away or shot too quickly, and they're very good at taking advantage of your mistakes.
What highlights can you tell us about for the Vikings?
You know, one of the things we concentrated on going in was rebounding. I thought we rebounded decent for both games during the weekend. Our turnovers numbers weren't terribly high, but again, every time we did lose the ball, they took advantage of it.
So for going up against the best team in the state, the score is kind of close.
Yeah, no, you're talking approximately one possession per quarter, you know, 1 to 2 possessions. So, you know, we're definitely right there. We still have 3 weeks left before regionals. Some specific things to continue to grow in and get better at. But, yeah, I mean, you know, like I said, it was a good test for us. I guess we just didn't pass with flying colors.
Any players you want to highlight?
You know, I thought on Saturday, especially Thomas Durkin and Loudon Sandhofer, you know, Loudon had a huge fourth quarter for us. We were down quite a few points, and both of them were a catalyst to get us back in the ball game. We were, it was a 2-point game, and then Metla Kotlin went on a big scoring spree, and I think we were down by over 20, and we were able to get it back down to within 8, a working number with a couple minutes to go. Just didn't have enough time. And I felt their play, especially at that time of the game, was critical for us to try to get back into it. You know, we kind of have a never-say-die attitude, and I was glad the kids, you know, didn't give up at that point, just kept fighting to the end.